The question is, what is the difference between an appeal and a writ in a California juvenile dependency case? Good evening. This is Attorney Vince Davis, and this is the first of our office hours. We're going to be having office hours where you can post a question, and I will answer the question for you. So the first evening that we're doing this, the question is, what is the difference between an appeal and a writ in a California juvenile dependency case? Well, an appeal is a matter of right. You can take the case to a higher court if you don't like the decision that the judge made, and you can ask the higher court to make a decision on whether the trial judge was right or wrong. Now, you have the right to an appeal after certain hearings in a juvenile dependency case. After the disposition hearing, you can appeal the jurisdictional and the dispositional hearing. 6-month review, you can review and appeal the judge's decision at the 6-month review hearing and at the 12-month review hearing. And if you're lucky enough to have an 18-month hearing, after the 18-month hearing, you can also appeal from the decision a court makes at the 366.26 hearing. So, for example, if the court terminates your parental rights, you can appeal that as a matter of right. Now, all other decisions made by a judge in this type of case, for example, the writ, you have to take it by way of writ of mandate, writ of prohibition, writ of certiorari, that type of thing. Now, here's the deal. The court doesn't have to accept your writ. The court can deny your writ and not make a decision on it. So, for example, a lot of people call me and say, "Hey, I went to the detention hearing and the court detained the child from me, and I want to appeal that decision." Well, you can't appeal that decision, but you can take a writ. Now, when you take the writ to the higher court, that court may decide we don't want to hear this case and hear this writ on the detention issue. And you have to save that issue for the appeal after the jurisdiction and disposition hearing. So the bottom line is that writs are not a right. The Court of Appeals can make a decision, but an appeal is a right that you have, and the Court of Appeals must make a decision with respect to the appeal. Now, there's one different type of writ, and it's really an appeal. At any time during the juvenile dependency case, if the judge orders that your family reunification services be terminated, or that you not be given family reunification services, you're entitled to take a special writ in California to the Court of Appeals to have that reviewed. And the court must make a decision on that. Back in the days, they used to call that an appeal. And for different reasons, in my humble opinion, I think it's for financial reasons, and it puts the burden of the cost of filing that writ slash appeal in different places. Your attorney, your trial attorney, is supposed to do that writ for you. So if you have a court-appointed attorney and the court doesn't offer you family reunification services or terminates your family reunification services later on, you have to have your trial attorney file a notice of intent to file a writ, and then, of course, file the writ brief. Now, in order to file an appeal, you must file the notice of appeal within 60 days of the judge's decision. So after the jurisdictional and dispositional hearing, you have 60 days to file the notice of appeal. Once that's filed, the court gathers all the documents and sends them to the Court of Appeals. And then the Court of Appeals notifies you and your appellate attorney that the record is prepared, and then you have approximately 30 to 40 days to file that brief with the Court of Appeals. After you file your brief, assuming that you were the appellant, the social worker and her attorney have approximately 30 days to file a respondent's brief. And then I think once they file that, you have a short amount of time. I think it's 2 weeks. You can file a reply brief. Then generally the case is set for what's called oral argument. And you go to oral argument, you argue in front of the judges. And then they have, I think, approximately 90 days to make a decision. Sometimes it's shorter, sometimes it's longer, but they may issue a decision in writing. Sometimes these decisions are published that become the law of the state, not only the law of your case, and sometimes they're unpublished and they're just the law of your case, not of the state. Now, a writ is a little bit different. You actually file your writ brief within a certain amount of time period. It's generally 10 days, but it's nothing concrete. You can file the brief seeking a writ, basically appellate review of the judge's decision, usually in a detention hearing. And then the court decides whether they're going to hear the case. If they send out a denial, that's the end of it. If they accept it, they write to the opposing parties, minor's attorney, perhaps the county council and the social worker's attorney, and they say, you have 15 days or 30 days to file a response to the writ that was filed by the parent. Then the court makes a decision whether they're going to have oral argument, or the parties make that decision about whether they're going to have oral argument, and then the court makes a decision and issues that decision in writing. Sometimes, again, it's published and becomes the law of the state and of the case, and sometimes it is not published and it's just the law of that case. I talked to someone over the weekend who told me it was she was a parent, a mother, in a case, and she told me that she did her own appellate brief. And, you know, being an appellate attorney is a very special skill. You know, going into court, being a trial attorney is a special skill, but being an appellate attorney, that's another special skill. If you're going to file a writ or an appeal, I would highly suggest that you not try to do it yourself. You know, I gave this example over the weekend, and I'll give it to you now. You know, if someone came to me and said, "Hey, Vince, you need a new transmission," I'm not going to try to change that transmission because I have neither the knowledge, the experience, the education, nor the tools to change a transmission in my car. I'm a pretty smart guy, but I don't know how to change transmissions. Now, unless you've had a lot of legal experience, and perhaps you're an attorney or you were an attorney, I would suggest that you not try to do your own writ or your own appellate brief. It's not going to turn out well for you. It's like you trying to change a transmission in a car, but you don't have the knowledge, training, experience, education, or tools to change that transmission. So please don't try to do it. Please talk to your attorney or find an attorney in your area, or, you know, Google or give me a call, you know, and I can perhaps give you some assistance and a free consultation. In my next office hour, which is going to be tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Pacific time, for all of you on the East Coast, it will be 9 a.m. I think it's 6 or 6:30, I forgot. I'm going to talk about some of the steps for filing a writ and some of the steps for filing a brief once you get inside trying to do it, in case you try to do this yourself, or in case you want to talk to an attorney about doing it. You'll have much more knowledge in trying to do these things. Okay? If you have a question, and if you're watching this, you probably do. I take questions like this all of the time. You can reach me at 888-888-6582. Give me a call, and hopefully we'll see you on office hours tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening again at 8:30. Until then, have a good evening.